وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم my dear brothers and sisters, and welcome back to the series of talks for humanity. This is IRIB English Radio, and I'm Hamza Azizi talking with you about the different types of human rights in the Holy Quran. Another type of human rights is the right for being obeyed, or let's say right of obedience. That is also a kind of new rights that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduces to the human beings. We know that originally, and the genuine right for obedience and for being obeyed belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So no one deserves to be obeyed except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He has created, so the one who has created deserves exclusively to be obeyed. This is correct, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also this right and this ability to give the right of being obeyed to some of specific human beings, as He has done. So you see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَطِيعُ اللَّهِ وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولِ. Yes, genuinely, only God deserves to be obeyed, but God Himself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself, gives this right of also to the Prophet, and وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ, and also to his successors, to the guardians of the society, to the legitimate guardians of the society. So this is also another right, that if we do not obey Prophet, if we do not obey the legitimate guardians, actually we are violating a kind of legitimate right of them, because they have been given such right to be obeyed. There are some points we have to touch very briefly. The first point is that there is a very beautiful structure about this issue in the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once in some occasions, He repeats the word and the verb of obey when it comes to God and the Prophet. أَطِيعُ اللَّهِ وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولِ. He says that obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obey the Prophet. So one might ask that, okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was able to take out and remove the second verb because it was not needed. No, it was needed. Now why? It was needed to repeat the second verb in order to show that the first obedience is different from the second obedience. The first obedience is a kind of genuine one, because genuinely, originally, the only one who deserves to be obeyed is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the type of obedience of the Prophet is different from the quality of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala independently deserves to be obeyed, but Prophet Muhammad or other prophets, not independently, dependently, deserve to be obeyed. So He repeated this verb to convey this point. So in many occasions, He brings the same structure. But there's another structure as well, that is also beautiful. I will share it with you after a short break.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, my dear audience, to the For Humanity Talks. This is IRIB English Radio, and I'm Hamza Azizi talking with you about the right for obedience. We've been talking about the new structure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used for obeying God and the Prophet. Once, in some occasions, he repeats the verb of obey, so he says that obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obey the Prophet. But in some other occasions, he removes the second verb. He says, أَطِيعُ اللَّهُ وَالرَّسُولُ. So, what is the point beyond that? What is the secret? The secret is that although these two obediences have different qualities, they both are legitimate. You have to obey Allah and you have to obey the Prophet and Imams. They are both legitimate. So they both have this right to be obeyed. Although in the first structure he wanted to convey this point that these two ones have different qualities because one of them is independently and the other one is not independent. This is the first point that I wanted to share with you. The second point is that this obedience, no matter obedience of God or obedience of Prophet and his successors, covers and includes and encompasses all aspects, not only the normal individual practical laws, but also in social matters, social issues. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَن يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَارَةِ. When Prophet or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala judges about one of the social issues, if there is a conflict, if there is a struggling issue, if there is a dispute, and then it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the Prophet and his successors to judge in that case, and they have judged and they have sentenced, no person deserves to have decision, another different decision, another different choice, because it was finished. When the Prophet, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the successors of the Prophet sentenced ultimately in an issue, that's it. All have to obey. The third point is that to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet, it means to recognize and to comply with right, has many advantages, has many good consequences. And to disobey and violating and not complying with this right has consequences. Look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهُ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولُ وَلَا تُبْطِلُوا أَعْمَالَكُمْ. Obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet and do not spoil. Do not make your acts void. It means that if you do not comply with this right of obedience, whatever you do as good deeds, they would be void. Do not think that, okay, I prayed a lot. But when it comes to the social matters and obedience for the Prophet or his successors, when you do not obey, all of the previous acts and good deeds are going to be void. Or he says that وَإِن تُطِعُوهُ تَهْتَدُوا. If you obey, you will be guided. It means that if you do not obey, there would be that this the misguidance would be the consequence. And if you obey, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, you will be subject to the mercy of God. You will be with the great people in the hereafter. Inshallah, we'll continue other rites in this next episode. Thank you very much. Have a good time. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.
صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على محمد وعلى آله